Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Avon Motivational Radio Show, and I am so happy to have you all on the call. We are, let's see. We're having technical difficulties. Okay, so we're so happy to have you on the show, and we have a very exciting guest today. And before we have her on, we know there's some really exciting news happening with Avon, and one of them is Avon Summer Celebration. So if you have an event, and that event can be going out prospecting, family barbecue, or you're doing a job fair, or what, any kind of fun activities that you're doing with the Avon products, then send that information into Avon. Go to youravon.com, enter that information, and then Avon will send, if possible, volunteers and teams to come over and support you with your event. In addition, if you do not have an event, then go on youravon.com, let them know your availability and that you're willing to go and participate and in this fun activity, and they will pair you up with a team. So it's going to be fun stuff. It's a great way to jumpstart our summer. It's a great way to get all our products out, so that customers can know who we are, get to love and know our products, and see what's coming up for the winter month, for the holidays, just in time for the holidays. And for those first 1,000 people who sign up on your Avon.com for this summer celebration, you will be featured and highlighted at the Come Home for the Holidays. Event. So this is really, really an exciting time. So I want to get on with the show. We have Giselle, who is a rock star in her own right. On her business card, she is the national recruiter, and she's an executive senior with Avon. So let's get her on, get her plugged in. Let's see, let me see. Oh, just one second. I see her, but I can't seem to connect. Okay, let's see if I can get her on. I see her, but I'm not. Give me one second. I apologize. The buttons don't seem to be working properly. She's on hold. Give me a minute, everybody. I just apologize. I may have to restart my system because I see her there, but I can't seem to plug her in. So just one second, everyone. Okay. Just one second. And again, I apologize. Okay, I'm not connected. Okay. Okay, I'm on, but it just seems I have access to, just give me 5 seconds, and let me see what's going on here. So we can get, our caller is on, Giselle is on, so Giselle, hold on, if you can hear my voice, just hold on. you can give me a few minutes, see if I can get her on. I may have to come out of the screen because I... I'm gonna take my system down and bring it back up. So just give me 3 minutes, and we should be okay. Give me 2 seconds. Give me a few minutes. I think we'll be up in a few seconds. Okay, look like we're coming up in a second. I can't seem to be, let me see if I can, okay, my system is up. I apologize. For some reason, I cannot get into the system, and so we're going to have to reschedule this show. I'm going to have to call Giselle and just apologize. For some reason, my screen is not showing the press button. So I just want to say thank you, everyone, for coming on the show, and we'll have to cancel it, unfortunately, and we'll have to reschedule Giselle at another time. So with that, have a great, fantastic week. Next week we have a round table scheduled, and then hopefully we can get back on the air. I don't know what's going on. I can't seem to get on. But those people who are just signing in, you can't sign in my voice. What we could do, we can continue, and we can just talk a little bit about some exciting things. We had a rally Saturday in Harrison, New York, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And one of the young ladies who was at the rally, she shared with us her experience as an Avon representative and how she became so successful. And one of the things that made her very, very successful is that she gets in her car and she goes to her local business area and she talks to the business owners or the people who work in the various businesses within that her community. And she brings them an Avon book, samples, and she distributes them to the workers or whoever's at the reception desk or whatever. And then she asks them, ask them questions and see what their interests are, in terms of Avon. And then she takes their information. And this is how she's grown her Avon business. And she said the best time to go around and to visit these businesses is during the morning hour because people, they're just settling in. They're not entrenched into their business at that time. So the morning time is a perfect time to, you know, go in your community and give out your samples to different businesses. You never know if it's a doctor's office or a dental's office or a hair salon is in your community or an insurance broker. You know, you may find a helper in these different establishments, and that's a great way to grow your business. And speaking of growing your business, we talked about setting goals. And I'm a firm believer that you have to set goals for your business. And one of the goals you should set that's very realistic, you should think about growing your customer base. So if you want to try to get one new customer a day or one new customer a campaign or one new customer every other day, this is a great way to grow your business. And actually what you're doing is you're actually giving yourself a raise by growing your business. Remember, the average sale is anywhere between $20 and $25. So every time you add one more person into your business, you're increasing your salary by $20 to $25 per person that you add as a customer. So really think about setting that goal, how many customers you want to increase your customer base by. Another thing you want to do, some of your loyal customers, some of your customers that you know and really enjoy the Avon product, you know, don't forget to offer them the Avon opportunity, because these are people who already believe. They believe in the Avon product. They love what they're using. They really enjoy it. Offer them the opportunity. Say, you know, why don't you become an Avon rep? And if they don't want to become an Avon rep, then offer them the opportunity to be a helper. You know, again, you want to start to think about growing and increasing your business. And the only way you're going to do that is you have to start thinking outside of the box. Okay, the summer is here. There's some great opportunities here for us to meet new people, to share our great product line with. You know, get involved in a lot of outdoor events. In my community, we have what's called the Penny Saver, the Penny Pincher. We have on our cable station, we have the Info Bar where they have this various events. You know, and a lot of these events are free. You know, go and take your Avon book. You know, we have, if you don't have a knapsack, I know I have an Avon knapsack, but if you don't have an Avon knapsack, just grab a knapsack, fill that bad boy with some Avon books with your information in a staple to it or just written on the back of the cover, and give them out to people. You know, this is a time where your Avon order for your book should be 300 books or more. You should be hitting the streets. Every time I hear a representative say they only order 10 books, it just boggles my mind. This is the summertime. Take full advantage. And what if you don't get rid of all your books? Don't forget, those books are good for 3 campaigns. If you take 300 books, that's 100 books per campaign. So, you know, really start thinking outside the box. Really take the leap of faith and order more books and hit every event, every outdoor event that you possibly can, and give your Avon book out to people. Don't assume that people that you meet or you see in the street have an Avon representative. They may love Avon, they may buy Avon, but the Avon representative may have moved. The Avon representative may have worked in their job and they may have switched jobs, or the Avon representative that work with them no longer work at that particular facility. So you want to make sure, you know, talk to people. Another thing you want to do, and I did this myself on Sunday, I took my Avon book. I made up 30 books while I was walking the dog and trying to get exercise. I was multitasking, and I went into my community, and I gave out books. I put them on everybody's gate within my community. Now, I don't suggest you put them in people's mailboxes, and I tell you why. By law, you are not supposed to put anything in a person's mailbox. But But what I did, I hung my Avon book. I put the Avon book in those little brochure bags, clear bags. I made sure the cover was visible. And in the bag, I put samples. I put a perfume sample, and I put a skincare sample. And then inside the book, I wrote, I want people to know I wasn't somebody from another community. I wrote, "Dear neighbor, you know, I'd like to invite you to visit my Avon website, or you can call me." And then I wrote off ahead, and then I put buy or sell Avon. And then I took the, and I put that, I stapled that to the front page of each book, and then I tied a blue ribbon and I curled it, and I went and I placed that on every door, every gate. And when I returned home, I already received an order. And it was actually a great order because a young lady who placed the order says that she likes to do her Christmas shopping early and she wants to start ordering her Christmas shopping. So I said to her, "Well, this is fantastic because I just ordered a great bundle of the jewelry that is coming out in, for Avon. I'd like to show you that." And I encouraged her to try the sample out. So, you know, I mean, what did that cost me? I took my books, I got exercise, my dog was able to get, I was able to walk my dog at the same time, and as well as run my business. So really think in terms of doing that during the summer. I mean, this is a great way to exercise. Carrying those books is a good exercise, and then walking. And every day I'm going to do that. And that's what you should do this summer. Think of something to do every day. One day you're going to prospect. One day you're going to make your phone calls. Another day you go out and hit the business with women in your community. And if you have a full-time job, that's okay. What do you do during your lunch hour? Visit some of the businesses in your community during your lunch hour. And if you live in if you work in an area where there's no mini malls there, but you work in a corporate building, then go floor to floor and introduce yourself. You know, I'm Pat and I work on the fourth floor and I just came up to say hi and to see if, you know, anybody would like to have an Avon book. And if you want to place an order, you can either come upstairs or down to wherever you're located in the building, or you can call me or you can visit my website. Speaking of websites, we have this great, great website. One of the things that we learned on Saturday at the rally is that you should not tell people to go online to purchase their product, but invite the person to register on your website. There's a difference because now people say, "Okay, I'm registered. I'm not really being asked or forced to buy anything. I'm just registering on a person's website." And then you may want to say to the person, or you may want to send an email blast to all your friends saying, "You know, I'd like to invite you to register on my website. And for those who register on my website, I will enter their name in a drawing, and they will receive an Avon basket or Avon gift or whatever it is that you want to give them. You can even put a value number at. You know, when you go into youravon.com and you see you get those bungles, and the bungles is worth $50, you get that $50 value for free just for registering on my website. So, you know, you make sure you want to do something like that because you really should take advantage. You want to start increasing your online business. That's effortless money. You know, you're having someone go to your website, they're getting the products delivered to their house for free if it's under $30 or more. I mean, you're not burning the gas to deliver it. It's a win-win situation. So you really, in trying to increase your customer base and trying to increase your downline, you should also try to increase your online business. And the way you do that is by inviting people to register on your website. Another tip that I'd like to offer you, this is the summer month, and we have a lot of team activities. We have soccer teams out there playing in the field. on the school field, or in the park field, wherever you have a field. You have kids out there playing softball. You have children out there playing basketball. You have children out there playing baseball. These are all, you got swimming teams. You got golf teams. You got tennis teams. You know, look and find out where these teams are meeting. You got cheerleaders. Find out in your community where these teams are practicing or having a game. I would suggest maybe when they're having a practice. And what you do, you go over there one afternoon, you bring an Avon book. You know, if you have a button that says fundraiser, I have a button that says fundraiser. Ask the speaker, the coach or the person who's in charge, and say to them, listen, how would you like to earn some extra money for your uniform, for your trips, for your little snacks for your team? And every team wants to do this. Now, this is the cool part. When you go to make your presentation and you take your, you know, to show them the different flyers, the Avon offers, the fundraisers, and you show them the envelope, and I always take the life-size product so people can see that it's that they're not getting sampled, they're actually getting the life-size product. I give them all that. And then when I come home, I also have them sign the contract if they agree. And then when I come home, I write a letter so that everything is spelled out, and I attach it to the contract. I make a copy of the contract, and then I mail it back to the coordinator, the coach, or whoever you have a conversation with who's in charge. And then one of the cool things you want to do while your fundraiser is in effect, you want to go on your website, youravon.com. This is very important. Go to youravon.com and then go into your web office. That's the last tab on the top to your far right. You click on your web office, wherever it says web office. You click on that, and then you look up on the top, and then you could set up an e-party, or you could set up an e-event. You want to set up an event. Why is this important? If you're working with children or teens, their world is the internet, and the people around them, their world is the internet. So you know they're more apt to shop online than your customers who are maybe 45 and older. So you want to make sure you set up the email, the e-event by putting the team's name. It will ask you the start date, the end date. It will ask how many people are on the team. You fill this all in. You can put down what your it will ask how much money you want to raise. You put that down, you know, and then you it will ask you the name of the I believe they ask you the name of the coordinator. And once you complete the whole form, then it will take you to another page, and it will and then you have to add a code. So wherever the code is, if it's a cheerleading team, I mean it's not rocket science, just put cheerleading as the code. And then when you click and submit, it will take you to another page. On that page, it will give you the link. So you want to make sure you copy that link and then save it. I usually put it in the letter in which I'm writing to the coach. So I copy the link and I paste it in the letter which I have addressed to the coach. Then there's another button on that same page that you can click and send the link to the coordinator or the coach or whoever. This way they have it, and it has a little script in there saying this is just, it's encouraged them to send the link to family and friends. And you also, that's what they're getting. This way they can click on it, they can actually see their little page, yada, yada, yada. In my letter, where I paste the cut and paste the link, I encourage the coach to I encourage the coach to share that link with the members of their team. And this way, you know, this way they can really, really, oh, and I said, and I wrote also within the United States, because people will think, okay, you give me a link, I can only share this link with the people who live around the corner from me, upstairs, downstairs, at my job. No, they can share this link with anyone, anywhere Avon is being sold. And Avon's, you know how many countries Avon's sell their products. So you wouldn't. So this becomes not only a local campaign fundraiser for the team, but it becomes a global campaign for the team. Everybody wants to help a child. So this is a great time to go out and do this. I was able to get two fundraising events by wearing my button when I was out doing flea market, vending at a flea market. So you want to make sure, you know, you're always talking, you're always prepared, and this is the time to do it. This is the time. Everybody's out enjoying the summer. This is the time to take advantage of all of that and at the same time grow your business. But you know, when the winter comes, we kind of slack off a little bit, although we shouldn't, but we kind of do. So, again, take advantage of this opportunity. And another thing, you know, you should be in constant communication with your downline. And it amazes me that so many people who just don't even talk, they sign people up and that's it. There's nothing happens. And then you wonder why the Avon business is not increasing it or it's not booming. Well, you have to stay in constant communication. One of the things I would suggest is do a little short newsletter and send out to people in your downline and inform them what's going on. This is a great time to get together with your downline or people who you think you would like to make your business partner. Have a barbecue. You know, have a, you know, if you don't have a backyard, you know, have people over for some, you know, lemonade and pound cake. And have an opportunity meeting or business meeting or this is Avon get together. But this is the time to take full advantage of the summer. This is our time to shine. It really is. And people, you know, they really look for us for that bug guard and that skin so sore. So if they were not thinking about Avon all winter long, for some reason when the summertime comes up, they start thinking about bug guard and skin so sore, and their antennas become up because they're now looking for Avon rep. And you, if you're out there hitting the street, they'll see and find you, and you will see and find them. So, you know, that's a tip for the day. And, again, I apologize. I don't know what happened with the system, but I will reschedule our guest and so that she can share her experience with President Sutherland. She's absolutely a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And this is for those who have not placed their order today at noon, it's not too late. You can still do that. Place your order today. And everyone, you know, make it happen. And before we go, I just want to, just one last thing. You know, take the time to go into your downline management and start to learn that. If you have questions, you know, call your upline, call your district sales manager, because your downline manager is really your blueprint. That's your business. It tells you everything you need to know about your business, and you really need to know that, really explore it. And maybe what I'm trying to do is, if I can, maybe have someone come on and go over the downline manager. That's something we can't do in a half hour. We'll have to do it in an hour's period. The last thing I want to invite you all to do, as you know or may not know, we have a brand new appointment kit. Go in your back office and I think it's under the knowledge section, and there's a video on the on how to conduct an appointment, and it has changed because the literature has changed. But I think that in my opinion, I think it's a very positive change. For what I can see, the interviewer really gets the person that she's interviewing. She really gets them engaged in the process, allowing them to see and visualize the opportunity and seeing them make money and setting their goals during the process. So I think it's an excellent, excellent process. It's something that you cannot look at and say, I got it in a one-shot viewing. You really need to look at it a couple of times. It would help if you have the brand new kit in front of you, but it's not necessary. So I would encourage you to do that. Make that your task between now and next Monday. Okay, guys, so again, I apologize. We couldn't get our guests on the show, but, we will reschedule. And in the meanwhile, I hope you have a fantastic and wonderful, wonderful week. Good night, everyone.